This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the U.S. Supreme Court justice who died of cancer on Friday at age 87, will lie in repose this week at both the U.S. Supreme Court building and at the Capitol building in Washington, D.C., before her private interment ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery next week. The Supreme Court announced the arrangements on Monday after she died of cancer on Friday. The liberal and feminist icon is expected to lie in repose at the Supreme Court on Wednesday and Thursday, where members of the public can pay their last respects. On Friday, her body will be moved to the U.S. Capitol building, where friends, family, and fellow Supreme Court justices will attend a private ceremony. In Afghanistan Sunday, relatives of victims and witnesses told the Associated Press that government airstrikes in the northern part of the country killed at least 24 people, including children, and wounded six others. Two witnesses contacted by the Associated Press news agency said most of those killed in Saturday's airstrikes, which struck the village of Syed Ramazan in Kunduz province, were civilians. The Afghan Defense Ministry said the airstrikes killed 30 Taliban fighters, and an investigation is underway into claims that civilians were among those killed. The village of Syed Ramazan is in Khanabad district, which is controlled by the Taliban. A spokesman for the group condemned the airstrikes and said the Taliban was not conducting any military operations in the area at the time of the airstrikes. The United Nations has strongly condemned both sides in Afghanistan's conflict for the killing of civilians. The airstrikes came as government and Taliban negotiators are meeting for the first time in Qatar to end the decades-long war and conflict in Afghanistan and settle the future of the country. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Foreign ministers of European Union member countries met with Belarus opposition leader Svetlana Tsihanouskaya in Brussels on Monday, as they're discussing imposing sanctions on several Belarusian officials, possibly including President Alexander Lukashenko. Tsihanouskaya urged the EU to be more brave in taking action to support the opposition's battle against Lukashenko's authoritarian regime. Speaking to reporters after the breakfast meeting with Tsihanouskaya, EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell said Brussels does not recognize Lukashenko as the legitimate president of Belarus. German Foreign Minister Heiko Maas, whose country holds the EU's rotating presidency, said the violence that Lukashenko is exerting against peaceful demonstrators is completely unacceptable. Demonstrations against Lukashenko have continued almost uninterrupted since he was declared the winner of the disputed August 9th election. Lukashenko has used force and detentions in an effort to end them. Indian authorities have confirmed that at least 10 people died in a residential building collapse Monday morning in Maharashtra state. Search and rescue teams are working to find and bring to safety dozens of people who may be trapped in the rubble. At least 11 people were injured when the four-story building collapsed, according to a local official. The official said the building was more than 30 years old and was due for repair and renovation. Those were delayed due to the COVID-19 lockdown. During the June-September monsoon season, when heavy rains weaken the foundations of buildings that are poorly constructed or old, India experiences frequent structure collapses. The U.S. Department of Justice Monday has threatened to cut federal funding to the cities of New York, Portland, Oregon, and Seattle, Washington, if they don't take measures to restore law and order. The department said those three cities have, quote, permitted violence and destruction of property to persist during recent protests. Attorney General William Barr said in a statement that he hopes the three cities will, in his words, reverse course and become serious about performing the basic function of government and start protecting their own citizens. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio held a news conference Monday at which he dismissed the threat as, quote, just one of President Trump's games. He called it thoroughly political and said it was insulting to New Yorkers. The list of three cities was compiled in response to a September 2nd memo issued by the White House. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.